The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 168, Operation Freedom.
Honga, you mean that little fishing village?
Don't play games with me, friend.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now.
T-say-fsock-flingo.
Yes, I do have five fingers, but don't draw any attention to us. And speak English.
Why are you following me?
What makes you think I'm following you, friend?
What are the chances that two Honkins end up in the same restaurant on a planet this large? Who are you, and what are you doing in my area?
Well, maybe I'm on a tour of the best restaurants. It's something I've always wanted to do.
I'm going to ask you one more time, friend. What are you doing in my area?
Come on, Sam. Don't blow it.
I'm going to show you my service card. Try not to make too much of a scene.
I'm supposed to be impressed by your service record. This is you?
Yes, Sam, I am.
He really didn't just say that, did he?
I'm afraid so. Leave it to Sam, quote a book about food.
I am humbled to be in the presence of a hero. Why are you here? Have I failed in my mission?
No, but this is not the place to discuss such matters. I will contact you at an appropriate time to discuss your mission.
How will you know where to contact me?
Your predictability. It's something that we need to address. Now, depart and continue with your mission. Perhaps we'll do lunch together tomorrow.
That would be good, friend. I dine at...
I know where you dine. That's part of your problem. Tomorrow at 11, your usual dining hour. I think I handled that okay.
Not bad. Now I hope you finish eating.
I'm on my way.
This really changes things. If all goes well, Sam will have their whole plan in no time.
Yes. I just hope that the temptation to join him in some sort of mass destruction won't be too strong. For a Hongan, it's like waving food in front of them.
You're right about that, sir. He does like blowing things up.
I'm sending Tracy a text. Sam made contact with Hank. Hank approached him. He noticed Sam's extra finger. Sam showed him his doctored service card, and Hank was quite impressed. They will be meeting tomorrow at 11 for lunch. Send.
I'm sure we'll need to get him back to Captain Richards immediately.
Yes. Why, do you have somewhere to go?
That takeaway meal didn't last, especially after listening to Sam eat half the menu.
Don't worry, Jameson. We can stop for something on the way.
Well, how did I do?
Sounds like you handled half of the menu without any problem.
No, I mean with Hank.
He knows what you meant. He's just irritated at listening to you eat.
Oh, I made you hungry, eh?
More like irritated. Now, as for your dealings with Hank, I think you did quite a good job. I've notified Captain Richards, so we need to get back for a full debriefing.
And you'll be happy to know that we're stopping, so I can get something to eat, and you can listen to me chewing.
That's just not right.
Kate Hawk.
Agent Hawk, this is Detective Garrett. I have an update for you.
Great. What you got?
I just received an update from Agent Simon. Hank was observing Sam and deduced he was a Hongan.
That doesn't sound good.
Maybe it does. It seems the fake identification and heroic backstory you provided for Sam worked. Hank was more than impressed. In fact, he feared that Sam was sent to take over his operation.
Wow. This means we might be able not only to learn what Hank's up to, but Louie too. What's the next step?
Sam pointed out to Hank that he had set up some predictable patterns, so he said he would meet with him for lunch tomorrow at Hank's usual place at his usual time.
That probably got his attention.
It did. They'll be meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. Agent Simon and Jameson will set up surveillance and Sam will meet him. Captain Richards has directed Sam to lay back and don't try to get too many details on the mission. Sam agrees. He said Hongans are very protective of their missions from other mercenaries.
So what does he plan to talk to him about?
How better to assimilate in our world? For instance, don't order an entire menu when you go to eat. Eat at 3 or 4 different restaurants as not to draw too much attention. Things like that.
I see. So the goal is to gain his trust before getting into any mission details.
Exactly. Now what's the current status on Louis?
He's still in his car, heading in a northerly direction. Once he hits the interstate, we can determine if he's headed for New York or out looking for supper.
Well, good luck with your honking. I'll keep you posted on ours.
All right. Take care. It wasn't long after hanging up that Louis took the exit onto I-95 North. I contacted Nelson to take the Trenton stip as planned. I admit I was a little worried about Kelly going on her first true field case. I remember mine to Denmark and meeting Soren for the first time. That seems like ages ago now. I just have to keep reminding myself that she's very capable and that Nelson is with her. It was a restless night and I couldn't wait to get back to the safe house and follow up on them.
Yes, Mother, we made it just fine.
Wait a minute. Who am I talking to? Agent Nelson or Officer Nelson?
We're both here, but don't worry. Agent Nelson is in charge. The trip from Trenton was fine. We're at the Northeast IDF headquarters. We were able to track Louis' car to Queens. He went to a residential address, so he must know someone from here.
Then you must be pretty close to where he is.
Yeah, about a 15-minute walk from here, or an hour by car.
Very funny. I know New York City traffic is bad, but it's not that bad. Is Kelly doing all right so far?
Yeah, she's anxious to go on a stakeout.
Well, who's watching Louis right now?
The local agency sent out one of their agents to watch this place. We're meeting with them now to go over possible targets. So far, we don't have a thing.
There's a possibility that we might have an inside track on that.
Really?
Sam was in a restaurant where Hank was. Hank recognized him as a Hongan. With the credentials we gave him from St. Louis, Hank was humbled by him.
Humbled by him? Wow, I didn't think the fake credentials were that good.
Sam's meeting him for lunch later this morning. We're not going to press Hank for details yet. Sam has to gain his trust.
Well, I'm not sure what constitutes trust between Hongans, but okay.
Keep me posted. Let me know how Kelly's doing.
Don't worry, she hasn't asked to go shopping, even once.
Piper, go ahead and land at the emergency pad. We're going to land at the hospital airfield and wait for you.
Copy that, Mercury. Be on standby. If I can't get Gabby out right away, be prepared to assist.
I hate for it to come to that, but we'll be ready. Mercury out.
Are you the one called Jaffra?
I am, and who are you?
I am Ladner, nurse to Dr. Martin.
I see, and just who is this Dr. Martin?
He is the chief of medical research here at the Cali facility. Your assistant Gabby came to us yesterday with a delivery. Unfortunately, she was accidentally exposed to a dangerous virus we are researching.
Really? That's not quite what I heard over the radio she was carrying.
The doctor realized right away that he had accidentally contaminated her and gave her an antidote. We carry them with us at all times.
Forgive me, Nurse Ladner, but I was left with a completely different impression.
Please get in the cart here and I'll take you to her. She's waiting in our outpatient lobby.
Are you saying that she is free to go?
By keeping her overnight, we were able to run some tests on her. She doesn't have the virus, so there's no reason to keep her here.
She sounded very upset before she passed out.
Well, I guess when someone grabs you and stabs you with a needle, it is rather alarming. But there was no time to waste. We needed to get the antidote into her as quickly as possible.
Let me ask you something, Nurse Ladner. Have you ever heard of a Dr. D?
I've heard a lot of strange names out here, but never a D.
His real name can only be properly pronounced in his native tongue, so he's referred to as D for short.
I'm sorry, but I don't know any doctor here whose name begins with a D. Well, here we are.
Hey, it's about time you showed up. I need food.
Didn't they feed you here?
Yeah, but I'm craving real food. I hope you didn't bring a whole army.
Just the Mercury.
Listen, Nurse Ratchet. Can't say it's been fun, but I'm out of here.
It's Nurse Ladner.
Yeah, whatever. I'm out of here. Let's go, big guy.
Thank you for your assistance. I take it we're leaving now.
Not a problem, Jaffra. Just take the cart back and leave it there. We'll pick it up later.
Thank you again.
First name basis, are we?
Not really. So what happened in there?
Let's get back to the ship first. I want to debrief everyone, and I don't want to have to repeat myself.
All right, let's go over this one last time.
I'm just supposed to gain his trust. No questions about his or Louis's mission.
To be precise, Sam, no mention of Louis at all. Let him bring it up.
And try not to spend all the time talking about food.
Wow, that won't leave much to talk about then.
I'm sure you'll give it your best shot. Sam...
Gotcha. Wish me luck.
Break a leg, yeah?
What? Are you serious?
It's for good luck. I'll explain later.
Okay, well, break an arm then. I'm meeting someone. He's right over there. There he is, right on time at the same table.
So how is it you knew I'd be here at this place, at this table? Have you been spying on me?
Word of your appetite was circulating when I came to this place. It didn't take long to figure out where you were from. There aren't a lot of, shall we say, locals who eat like us. That's how you noticed me, right?
More or less. That and your extra finger.
Fortunately for me, it's a fairly common trait among the locals. Good afternoon. I'm gonna have the chef's salad with your house dressing and some ice water with lemon. Thanks.
A salad? Are you ill, friend?
What are you having?
I was thinking of the second page.
He'll have what I'm having.
Sam, have you lost your mind? You know we can't function on cattle food. We need to eat the cattle, too.
Here's your first lesson. Don't limit yourself to one place to eat. Go to 3 or 4 restaurants and order small sizes. You need to do whatever you can to not bring attention to yourself. You're becoming a featured attraction around here.
It's difficult when that is normal for us. Okay, I'll start adding restaurants to my list.
Well, that's a good start. Ah, see? Our food is here already.
This isn't food, it's garnish.
Eat.
Well, I must say, he's handling this quite nicely.
Who would have thought?
We might as well turn down the volume a bit. In Hong'an culture, it's considered impolite to talk during a meal.
Ah, that's why Shan gave me such dirty looks when we first met. Our family loves a natter at dinner.
Agent Simon.
This is Detective Garrett. How's it going out there?
Surprisingly, it's going quite well. Sam has made contact and is establishing some rapport with Hank.
Well, that's a relief. We were afraid they would get into an eating contest and be on the 6 o'clock news.
Believe it or not, they're having a salad.
Ah, all right. Two Hongans having just a salad? What's the catch?
The catch is, Detective, this is just the first stop of what would be many stops today. Sam is showing him that he can eat moderate helpings at many different restaurants.
So they can still eat huge amounts of food without drawing a lot of attention.
Excellent. Sounds like we might finally have an inside track on Hank's mission. I'll pass this along to Captain Richards.
Would she like us to report to her directly?
That's another reason why I called. Captain Richards is closing out a big arson case in South Houston. She's going to be out of the loop for a bit. She wanted me to assure you that you'll still have the full cooperation of the Houston IDF.
We appreciate that, Detective. We will continue to file our reports through you.
Well, that would be fine. Again, if you need anything, give me a call.
Will do.
I wonder if Captain Richards needs any help on that arson case.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm getting pretty tired of sitting in the car at restaurants while Sam eats and does all of the detective work.
For once, I'm inclined to agree with you.
There now. That wasn't so bad, was it?
They're finished already?
That didn't take long.
Maybe if I had 4 stomachs instead of 2. This was more for rabbits.
Now, there was meat in there, too.
Is that what those little slivers were? I can't believe there are people who actually eat like this.
Well, there are. And it's things like this you need to hone in on. You can't come to a place like this and eat the way we do. It draws too much attention.
It is so much easier to go to one restaurant and eat, rather than 5 or 6.
They have wonderful things here called drive-thrus.
I've seen the signs. How does it work?
If you like, for this evening's meal, I'll meet you at your usual evening meal restaurant and take you to a couple of my favorites. You can eat to your heart's content, and no one will notice.
This is good. Thank you for helping me, Sam. Where shall we go next?
I suggest you try some local food establishments. I have plans for this afternoon, but I'll be free for our dinner tonight.
This is good. Variety may be a refreshing break from this planet's boring food. I will cover your bill.
Thank you. Salutations, friend.
Salutations, friend.
On my way.
Copy.
So, what did we accomplish? We know that Hank doesn't like salads and has 2 stomachs and should eat at multiple restaurants.
Patience, Jameson. I believe Sam is taking things slowly, trying to first establish a rapport with him.
What a rookie! Rage must be running out of good mercenaries.
I see. I suppose you were one of the last of the good ones.
Well, if you look at my record, I am.
You mean the one the IDF made for you to make you look good?
Yeah, that one. He was quite impressed. Well, even though my mission failed, I was able to come out smelling like a roast.
I believe the expression is smelling like a rose.
Well, personally, I prefer the smell of a roast. Anyway, I think I'm gaining his confidence. So, Dad, can I borrow the car tonight?
You must be joking.
Actually, I'm quite serious. I still have a valid Missouri driver's license. If I keep showing up on foot, he's going to get suspicious.
Sir, Detective Garrett did say, if you need anything...
I'll talk to Detective Garrett about getting you one of their undercover drug cars. But we will be following you.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I hope you guys like to eat.
Coupler seal test complete. All systems green. Go for hatch opening.
Go for hatch opening.
Agent Barnes, welcome aboard Boldabar Space Station.
Commander Sims, always a pleasure. And Lieutenant Andrews?
Agent Barnes, I hope your trip was pleasant.
Please, call me Jim. And it was tolerable. Robo-4, hey, thanks for the smooth docking, as always.
Of course, Jim. I'm doing the best that I can.
I know you won't be staying too long. The controller will be with us shortly to update you on your mission. I hope we don't pull you away from something important.
No, just a couple of Hongans trying to make trouble. We have a really good crew on it, so, you know, I'm not missing anything.
What are they up to now?
We're not sure. We're playing a game of cat and mouse with them now.
Excuse me, Jim, but would that be Tom and Jerry?
No, George. Hank and Louie.
I am not familiar with them. Incoming call from the controller. Open channel 1.
Main monitor, please. Sir, Agent Barnes is ready for your briefing.
Jim, good to see you. I trust your journey was without incident.
About as normal as it gets.
Excellent. As you know, a medical researcher known as Dr. D managed to hijack a cargo freighter and pick up Zokar from our penal moon. As you may also be aware, Bella assisted.
Yes, Commander Sins updated me on that. I can't believe she's back in the picture.
I take it you had a little history with her?
She is pure evil. She tried to kill Nate and Mercury. We were sure we ran her off for good that night at Scully's.
You know she was aboard the Canberra on false pretenses.
Everything she does is on false pretenses.
The very latest news we have is that Gabby, who is working with Jofra, may have been taken by Dr. D when she delivered supplies to the hospital.
May have been?
With the time delay, we aren't sure what Jofra found when he went to pick her up. The hospital promised to release her the next morning.
They said by then they would know if she had been contaminated or not.
Well, anything on the whereabouts of Wi-Fi?
As far as we know, he was seen in the hospital with the doctor. The Mercury crew is docked at the Cali spaceport. Your deep space stip will arrive at our concealed pad where Nate will meet you.
Okay, I think I got it. Where do we go from here?
You need a short rest period before making the Cali trip. Relax. Get something to eat.
All right, but I've been drifting in zero Gs for a day and a half. I can't get more relaxed.
Well, you've been eating that toothpaste food. We'll rustle up some good food for you, then send you on your way.
LT, you got a deal.
Gabby, I haven't been this relieved to see you since you slipped quietly into Death River.
Yeah, I heard about that. You're one for taking risks, aren't you?
Well, not so much risks. More like calculated moves.
So what went down?
Yes, I'm anxious to know. She wouldn't tell me. She wanted to wait and tell everyone at once.
All right, let's hear it. How'd you escape from Dr. D?
First of all, I didn't escape. And second of all, I'm not 100% sure he was the doctor.
You'll have to convince me otherwise of that. It sounded like you were caught off guard and drugged.
I was. When I came to, I was being hauled off on a gurney to the hospital's isolation ward. I didn't see the doctor or nurse that met me at the door. There was a staff of what looked like regular doctors, nurses, and lab techs.
What excuse did they give you for being there?
They claimed a hospital-wide alarm went off, indicating a biohazard leak. I was isolated in an oxygen tent and hooked up to several monitors. Later that night, they told me that the doctor had injected me with an antidote, and I had some kind of reaction to it.
And I don't buy it. It all sounds too convenient. I'm sure they searched you and found your IDF identification badge. He wanted you out of there at all costs.
I think Jofra's right. Come to think of it, the packaging would have had to have a routing label showing the Mercury as a delivering mode.
It did. And since Wi-Fi was on board Joe Mack's ship, with the doctor, he probably told him of our history together.
If that's the case, then he needed you out of there. Did you see any sign of Wi-Fi?
No, I didn't see anything but lights out. They had me sign a few forms this morning. Then that doctor's nurse wheeled me to the lobby and Jofra picked me up.
I'm not buying any of this. He was suspicious, saw the Mercury label and didn't want to take any chances. So he drugged you.
Don't you think it odd that he would greet people at his lab door carrying a knockout drug?
Yeah, nah. The guy's a flaming drongo.
Whatever the case, Gabby is back with us and is unharmed. So where do we go from here?
I could always go back and tell the hospital I'm not feeling well.
That's not happening. If he is indeed the doctor, then what's to say he doesn't just make you disappear? We need to come up with a different strategy.
Hey, don't forget that while we're looking for this mad doctor, we're also looking for my ship and my crew. I'm happy to help you in any way I can, but finding my ship is my first priority.
I think we know that, Joe Mack. I lost my ship once to Rage. I know how you feel.
And of course, I lost mine to them too. What the?
Well, well, well. Looks like the gang is all here.
Who in the crawl are you?
Why is Bella back, and what are her plans? Will Sam be able to keep up his ruse over Hank? What will Louis's next move be? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Forbidden Alliance.